Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you mind participating in a survey? It's about the state of Minnesota and.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. First question would be, are you at least 18 years of age?
I am more than 18 years of, yes, I'm at least 18 years of age.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? And I'm going to read you the categories here. The economy, taxes, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, the environment, crime, or other?
Which one is the most, could you read those to me one more time, please?
Sure. The economy, taxes, education, healthcare, moral and social issues, the environment, crime, or other?
I'd say the moral and social issues.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Would that be fossil fuels, the need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, or other?
Other.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the most important and pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota today? Would that be water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, to protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space, or other?
Recycling.
Okay, thank you, sir. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be the medical manufacturing industry.
Good.
Okay. Next one, electric utilities.
Good.
Okay. Next one, forest products.
Good.
All right. Mining.
Good.
Okay. Agriculture and farming.
Well, I would give them an excellent.
Okay. And finally, refining.
Refining?
The refining
I'd say good.
Industries.
Yeah, good? Good.
Okay. All right, next. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one would be the environmental groups. Would you give it an excellent, a good, just fair, or a poor?
Poor.
Poor? Okay.
Poor.
Next one, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Fair.
Fair. Okay, sir. Thank you. The country land departments?
Fair.
Okay. The U.S. Forest Service?
Poor.
Okay. And lastly, forest and timber industries?
Good.
Okay. Next. How important do you feel the forest product industries, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to the Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. How significant of a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Okay, thank you, sir. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
More than harvested.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I'd say there's more today than in the 70s, yes.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive one, a negative one, or no impact?
I'd say overall a positive impact.
Okay. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not parks or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
All right. I believe I heard you say that the government sets areas for recreational purposes. Would it make sense to have them set specific areas for timber harvesting? Is that what you asked?
Yes. Well, I'm going to repeat it again. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes, I believe that would be a good thing.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and commercial wood products for Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or no?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or no?
Whole trees? No. Wood scrap, yes, but whole trees, no. They should be used for other purposes first.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Have I ever? Yes. I mean, I'm 65 years old. I've heard it over the last, 50 years, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you ever donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, or a minor component?
Significant component.
Okay. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industries' most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Do you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? You support it or oppose?
I would support that, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support?
I support.
Yes, you support. Thank you, sir. I am going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first part would be to create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Okay. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban.
Support.
Okay. Next one, to work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, education issues.
Support.
Okay, and the last one, get into schools' classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Okay, thank you, sir. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
Master's.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is your age, between 18 and 35? You told me, so you said 65 plus, right? Okay.
Yes, 65, yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban area, a small town, a farm, or rural area?
Let's go small town.
Okay. Is your annual household income between 25,000 and 50,000, between 50 and 75,000, between 75 and 100,000, or 100,000 plus?
100,000 plus.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you consider your political views as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business in? Manufacturing, business retail, construction, farming, agriculture, medical, education, or government?
Technology.
Technology.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just put other here because we don't have that.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. That concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for participating. You have yourself a great night, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Not traditionally employed for the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minorities. Work with farmers to address other
Yeah, no? Done, right?